So please welcome Michael Kaplan.
So this is another story about storytelling. And it's also about how long it can take to realize what you don't know. 20 years ago, 1995, our country was in the midst of the first tech bubble. And all of this money was flowing into the Silicon Valley, and these companies were building infrastructure and e-commerce and search engines and lots of game consoles. And a subset of this activity was that there was a call for fresh new content because they believed that with their software and their machines, they were ushering in this bold new era of storytelling. Spoiler alert, no. But I was in the right place at the right time. I was working with a video director in the Bay Area. And we got hired for a couple of different projects, one of which was kind of a big deal. It was with this renowned game company called Electronic Arts, and they hired us to write an interactive movie called Psychic Detective. And it wasn't one of those experiences where you go along a level of a castle and you kill people, and then you get to see a little clip, and then you have to go to the next level and kill people, and you get another little movie clip. This was a full-on interactive movie. It was digital video from start to finish with characters and dialogue and plot and action. And we created a 900-page script with diagrams and flow charts. And my partner did this insane two-week shoot. And, you know, as we got more involved in it, we really drank the Kool-Aid. And we just believed that we were reinventing storytelling. And as we were going along and the company was hyping the whole project, I came up with this soundbite that we were making a movie that was 30 minutes long and 5 hours wide. And people loved this. They got very excited. And yes, you are reinventing storytelling, and you know, there was an article in the New York Times, and I went to like game designer conferences and talked about this, and writers' conferences where I was like the poster boy for, you know, oldish dogs that had learned new tricks, and we even went to the Sundance Film Festival and showed a little bit of it. It was like, you know, 30 minutes long and 5 hours wide, and we were for a brief while the darlings within the tech bubble. And we kept going and meeting with these different companies that had gotten, you know, their venture capital, their first, you know, level of funding. And they would all get like, you know, a great location in San Francisco with a really hip conference room and those, you know, $5,000 ergonomically perfect chairs. And they'd say, you know, we're creating a device that is going to revolutionize storytelling. And we'd say, we have the know-how to help you maximize that device. It was like, you know, a mad scientist loving. And then we go away and wait for a contract or wait for a check. And then we'd find out, well, they never got their next round of funding. And so they were gone. But there was another company that we could go talk to, and they'd have a really hip conference room with the same chairs, you know, the exact same chairs. I was pretty sure that each company was buying those chairs at the fire sale for the previous company. And, you know, the people would vanish and the ideas would vanish, but the chairs would endure. And if I had been paying attention, maybe I would have made my fortune in the furniture industry. But I, you know, I really wanted to be a part of this revolution. And then Psychic Detective was released, and it tanked. It tanked hard. And we got really good reviews, but not reviews like, oh, this is an experience you have to have. More like, you boys made all that? You know, like how you would react if somebody showed you a Civil War scene they'd carved in a bar of soap. You know, and we just had to kind of realize that, okay, yeah, it was 30 minutes long, it was 5 hours wide, but it was shallow as spit. We had made the world's biggest wading pool. And nobody wanted that. And we had this baffled moment of everybody looking at each other like, didn't you ask to see if anybody wanted this? And we decided, yeah, people did want it, but they wanted it on the internet. So we raised money and we made on the internet a rock and roll murder mystery that was interactive. It was called Paul is Dead. And it was about a rock band with weird secrets, and their lead singer had, you know, drowned mysteriously in a pool. And you could you look at the story and look at the clues and play the songs and compare them to the outtakes and look at the lyrics and the liner notes. But there were a couple of problems. One was that this was still the 90s, so it crashed everybody's computer. and the other was, well, a dynamic that I will just demonstrate. Kirk, at this point, I can talk about a project we did with Microsoft or Yahoo or MGM. Choose one.
MGM.
Okay, and I can talk about the brainstorming session or how the project wound up or like the worst conflict that we had with a creative executive. And I can do that from my point of view or my partner's point of view or the executive's point of view, at which point Kirk is like, never mind, I'm just going to watch porn. And all the air was leaking out of the big tech bubble, and boom times quickly became sort of desperate taxing times. And we were just scrambling now to get a gig. And this led to the worst job that I ever had, and it was with Yahoo. Now, just to put it in historical perspective, this was a couple of years before Google came along, so Yahoo was the 800-pound shark in the Silicon Valley. And people were getting very concerned about the internet, the scope of the internet, the wildness of it, the ramifications for, you know, culture and society, and Yahoo took it upon themselves to create a search engine for children that would only take them to age-appropriate content. And they called it Yahooligans. And after a year and a half, they realized that was a terrible title. And they called it Yahoo Kids. And then a year later, they just pulled it down because they realized that children are going to have their chaos. But we got hired to write an animated series that would get kids excited about going to this website. So in a short amount of time, I had gone from being a storytelling revolutionary to writing a Saturday morning cartoon based on a search engine. And they had a little bit of a story for us to work with, and it was terrible, and it was flimsy. And, you know, we kept writing story treatments, and they would just pile things on that they wanted. They wanted us not only to create something that would get kids excited about going to the search engine, but also it would be full of subtle little hints about, you know, proper ways and proper behavior on the internet. And then they wanted us, you know, when each episode was over, to somehow continue it online for them. And I, you know, coming here tonight, I looked at our last draft of this project. It was like the ninth draft. And by then, we were saying that the Yahooligan characters will help real-life kids solve problems. And I have no idea how that was going to happen. But clearly, we had gone from storytelling to, you know, just making empty promises. And fortunately, somebody in corporate at that point took a pillow and in the middle of the night smothered the project, and we were released. And at that point, I kind of decided to go back to good old-fashioned linear storytelling. And after a while, it dawned on me that you can't reinvent something unless you really understand how it works. And I've been coming to Slowlio now for over a year and listening to the stories and starting to realize that a really good story has three elements. It has a voice or a point of view that is unique. It has, you know, events or a series of events that are intrinsically interesting. And it has a theme, you know, whether it's the one that Kirk selects or one that you bring in yourself alongside it, that kind of opens up the story and lifts it to a point where it stops being this happened to me and becomes this happens to us. And I'm still trying to get it right, but I think I'm going to get there before the machines.